This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we go, Tuesday night
on the Intel Scanner.
It's a scary, scary world out there. Everyone needs to take cover. We're coming to you live, emergency broadcast.
FEMA Sector 8.
From behind enemy lines in occupied territory.
Occupied territory.
I can't believe we're getting away with this shit still.
No set topic for the evening. We're just going to go freestyle. There's enough going on, I think. I'm not really too up on the news lately. So maybe we could have some of our very special guests or any listeners want to call in. Anything you want to talk about? Anything specific? Any pressing issues?
Can I get you to grab the mic a little? Pull it closer to you?
Oh, I'm going
to
grab the mic, bud. I like that.
Perfect.
What's that?
Excellent.
Are you getting wet now?
Oh, we're getting you.
Oh, that is nicer, huh?
We're getting you now.
Fucking...
Well, I mean, so Obama's pushing for UN climate rules without Congress's approval. Once again, subverting the checks and balances set up in this country to keep the seat of the presidency, the executive branch, from being a dictatorial position. So what he's doing is going above Congress's head. What he's saying is above Congress's head, although we are supposed to be a sovereign nation that the UN is not above. We are just a part of a coalition of countries that try to get together to agree on certain things. But so to have the United Nations rule on climate rules, this will shut down a lot more coal plants and factories, regulate how many head of cattle farmers can have, and how much taxes and fines for everyone's carbon footprint.
Yeah, I love that the cow shitting is a big problem.
Oh, cow flatulence, yes. That's
a big issue.
Greenhouse gas.
That's going to burn down the atmosphere. Like, we got nuclear power. We got all this other crap. And these idiots have, like, well, you know what? It's the cow shitting. And that's really what's a big issue that's going to be, like, on the horizon here. Like, get the fuck out of here.
The methane gas is just overwhelmingly creating a greenhouse effect. Yes, the greenhouse effect.
The greenhouse. Yeah. Like, look, I don't want to be a vegetarian, so quit with that nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, and no, the whole thing is just super contrived to further implement control over everybody's everyday life. Your carbon footprint, they come up with this giant new term. My carbon footprint, what do you mean? I'm leaving a footprint behind? It's carbon dioxide?
No.
They picked a scary word.
That's not my footprint. God was carrying me. Isn't that what the thing says? That was his footprints in the sand. So those were his carbon footprints in the sand, not mine. God was carrying me through this.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Don't forget about that.
So tax God. There needs to be a God tax.
Tax God.
And you know,
fuck.
And if God doesn't pay, I say we just, you know, what are we going to do? Then we just blow up the world. We'll show him.
Yeah.
Her, I mean, we'll show her.
We'll burn its world down. Look, stupid God. Yeah. Well, what's going to be interesting is how Obongo is going to tie in gun control to climate control. That should be interesting. Because it'll be some like little two-line thing at the end of the bill. Oh, yeah, and because of all the... Because gunfire creates... When you shoot guns, it creates so much heat that could become an atmospheric problem. So, because he's tying in gun control to a bunch of his fucking nonsense. I like the war with Russia, Obongo. We can't buy AKs now. Because we're at war with a fucking Russian satellite state or something, so we banned fucking AK-47s.
Yeah, Russian-made ones only.
Oh, so you can still have, like, the Bulgarian ones and everything?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sure, I thought they were fully banned.
Sure, that's how that goes.
Oh, they're just implementing one little thing at a time, huh?
I mean, that's not their MO, though. It's like, you know.
Well, I thought they got rid of all the AKs.
Like, you put a frog in a pot, and you turn the heat up 1 degree at a time until it's boiling, and the frog will just sit there until it's dead. And then, so we're the frog. Put that shit together, man.
You gotta like the way they're regulating guns. It's well, you can't have 17 shot, but you can have a 16 shot. I mean, they're just like taking, you can't have the 30 round mags, but you can have, you know, the 16 round mags. And it's just funny how they're regulating it.
Just making everything so complex.
Just so complicated.
That,
like, if the barrel of a gun is 15 inches, well, then it can shoot 16 bullets. But if it's 18 inches long, well, then you can have two more bullets in your mag. And,
right.
And we did like,
what in the hell? What happened to shall not be infringed? There's a bunch of clearness right
Amen.
There.
Amen.
Clear. Very clear.
The Second Amendment is one of the shortest amendments. It's like three sentences long.
It's like, blah, 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 you can't fuck with that.
Shall not be infringed. Yeah. It's literally the shortest. I believe it's the shortest one because it's just worded really sharp and fast and moving on.
Yeah. And so how they debate the way around that shit is beyond me. I don't know how they get to even, from the 68 Gun Control Act saying all these different kinds
okay,
of
okay, here, we're going to play a game. Who am I? Hand them in, Mr. and Mrs. America.
I know.
Who is it?
Ooh. Who is it? Swine Fish Stifler.
It's one of those Bolshevik Jewish names. What is Fine Scum? It's Fine Scum.
Swine Herder.
Slime Crime. What's her name? Feinstein from California.
That's
who we were looking for.
Oh, thank
fucking
God for
vomit
her.
Bag fine slime. All those fucking idiots are gun control people. The California politicians.
We should make like trading cards of all these fucking idiots.
Yes,
and like I've got three Dianne Feinsteins. I'll trade you for a Janet Napolitano.
Well, you know who the big one was? Was the Lautenberg from New Jersey. He's the one that out of new, you know, Bolshevik politicians that we've had for gun control. He's probably the worst one, Charles Lautenberg from New Jersey. Come on down, bud.
Come on down. Everyone should send him a letter.
He's
an email.
He's dead now.
Well, then you know
he died a few years back.
Everyone should go piss on his grave.
Yes.
How about that?
Because why would anybody? I can understand. I like the Jewish politicians. It's just it's frightening that almost every Jewish politician that's in the United States is not only a dual citizen to Israel, but is also horribly fucking against the Second Amendment.
With a capital whore.
With a capital whore.
Absolutely.
And it's frightening. Why is this? Like, Lautenberg, I mean, why would a Jewish person that you know, the Semitic tribe had to go through the Holocaust, the alleged Holocaust, don't know if it happened, don't know if it was real, we don't know if anything what's real anymore. But went through the Holocaust. Why would any Jewish politician say it would not be okay for citizens to own firearms? Why would any Jewish person, even, we don't have to say politician, but I don't know. It's frightening.
Why are we saying Jew?
Well, because every Jewish politician is a gun grabber.
Which is weird because that's what Hitler did, was take the guns away from the Jewish people. Well, just from the public in general.
Well, that's what we took them away from at first. Yeah. They were the first ones that were said, nah, can't have them. Chase down all their names, the Lautenbergs and the Feinstein names. Those ones were easy to pick out. And took away their right to bear arms and then took away their right to breathe.
Well, they were allowed to breathe Zyklon B.
Yeah,
Zyklon B.
They got to trade air for Zyklon B. Once the firearms were handed,
they were curing their. Every all of them had Ebola.
So, yes, that's right. I think all the Jews did have Ebola back in Europe.
It was like a cleansing of the Ebola.
It was the first cleansing of Ebola. So really, it was a good thing that the government came in and took guns away. Well, I've turned a complete 180 now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
guns need to be taken away so that we can cure Ebola. Is really what it comes down to. Take out all the middleman and.
That's
all the gears of that machine, and gun control equals cure to Ebola. Well, that's the show.
There it is.
We're going to leave it on.
I mean,
on that.
That's how they're doing it.
Hand in your firearms,
and pay all your money in carbon taxes.
Yes,
because I mean, with the whole surveillance grid going in, and they're going to monitor with smart boxes how much energy you use, and call that part of your carbon footprint. Every gun, every bullet you fire, every fart, every breath you take, is going to be monitored and how many times you flush the damn toilet and all put into this equation that comes up to your carbon footprint. And you're going to, if you don't earn or produce enough, then you won't be justified to even exist. The state will come in and, well, we have found obsolete.
There's no way we should tax that.
It's like taxing everyone's breath. It's the cycle of life. Plants breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. We breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide.
But there is a problem. There is a problem with carbon. Carbon as a greenhouse gas, its main issue, even if we reduce the sunlight coming in, it traps all the heat that's in there. And in the 20th century, it has. I mean, it's measurably... Scientists agree it has risen sharply. It's like exponential.
Which scientists say that?
The ones that study those things and do statistics. But they
get paid to say what is going on with that. That's awesome.
Be like, if you throw enough money at any scientist, they will eventually say whatever you want them to say. Absolutely. Just like anybody, scientists are just like anybody else.
So I'm saying those numbers are skewed.
I agree. I think we know that. Carbon is increasing rapidly in the atmosphere, and we know that in the last 100 years it's risen quite a bit.
It hasn't risen, but it's actually at 430 ppm carbon dioxide in the atmosphere naturally right now, whereas through carbon dating and fossil records, it shows that the carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere were much higher, more like 1500 ppm, just less than 1,000 years ago. So if it was that high then and everything was fine, how is it not fine now with it?
I don't think it was carbon dioxide specifically, but carbon monoxide and other carbon. It may not have been carbon dioxide exactly, but carbon is a byproduct from all the industrial shit. I mean, most of what we pull out of the ground and burn and release is carbon.
Carbon-based.
So, I mean, we add to what the volcanoes already do. You know, we have to be doing something to add to that.
Sure. I mean, that could very well be.
I just watched Cosmos the other night.
Oh, they tell the truth these days. I can't find anything on the television that tells the truth anymore. Nothing.
Well, there's three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Statistics, yes. And they say that 99% of all statistics are made up.
Right, but that's only 50% of the time. So.
Absolutely. But 60% of the time, they're right every time.
Well, statistically speaking, you know, like...
Statistically.
If you listen with your right ear.
If you do. Oh.
Well,
all
right. Fuck.
So all these bureaucrats are trying to red tape us to death through all this crazy nonsense from just living. I mean, you're going to be taxed for if you have a fireplace or a wood-burning stove. Now, that adds to your carbon. I mean, this whole carbon footprint thing is designed to make you pay for every breath you take, literally every fart you fart.
Good.
Every time you flush the toilet, you have to be a producer to justify your even very existence. Now, who says we have to? I mean, as human beings, do we not have the right to exist, to live, to breathe, to work, to love, to fight, to fuck, to shit, to breathe? My God. I mean, we're human beings. God put us here, whatever God or spirit or whatever you want to believe in. We came from the primordial slime and evolved through all these centuries to be who we are today.
To become the great creatures
great creatures we are. And now we're going to tell one another, look at each other in the face and go, well, you don't deserve to be here because I'm judging that. I see that you're producing more carbon footprint than you are producing worth in this world. So therefore, you're obsolete. And we as the state are judging you on that. And well, now that you're obsolete, now you're going to have to go into our work camp and try and be more of a producer. If you don't produce enough, you're going to have to be taken into the other room. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, they want to.
We'll have a trial and an execution. You know, that's.
I mean, let's be real. Carbon footprint is real. I mean, you said it yourself. Every breath we take, but we can't measure it exactly, and there's no way. We shouldn't let them. That's another. Fuck taxes.
Fuck taxes. Absolutely.
Okay, we revolted on a tax for tea, so...
Over 3%. Yeah, for like half a millicent. Yeah, for like half a millicent, and we were fucking ready to...
A tax to breathe.
Pull the king out of his fucking castle.
Oh, could you go into my office or our office and grab the papers, the Snoop Dogg papers, please?
Snoop Dogg! Snoop Dogg!
He stopped by the other day, my buddy Snoop, man.
Yes.
You know, what is brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Don't know.
Oh, Dr. Dre. Yeah.
Oh! that isn't what I was going to guess. No. But,
Oh,
well, I get it.
That's crazy, oh, boy. Huh?
I wasn't even close.
Oh, you were close. Like. You were really close. I can just tell.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, big fans of the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We've been working on trying to get him in here and do a little guest spot.
At least a call-in. You know what show we have coming up real soon is Super Celebrity Call-In. Part deux. Yeah, the last super celebrity call-in show was pretty good. A lot of celebrities flaked on us, though.
Yeah, this time we're setting it up, and they have to put a deposit down before we agree to let them call in. So
wasting our fucking time.
So right now that we've got them locked in on their deposit, if they flake, they're just losing out now. So.
On the big money. On this big Intel scanner fucking cheese.
We've collected many a deposit here on the Intel scanner.
Many of our entire fan base has donated money for this next celebrity call-in show. So, big names. Schwarzenegger did flake on us last time. So, we're looking forward to that one.
Whoa.
What are you looking at?
The lights flickering on and off like the NSA is trying to kill the power.
It's probably the fucking spirit of Lautenberg. He's like, how dare you talk about my gun control measures? What are we fucking is going on here? What's the date today? 26.
Something. Who cares?
August 12th. I was just trying to put a date on it. August 26th. Intel Scanner Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
No Topic Tuesday.
No Topic Tuesday. It is Blackout Tuesday also.
Oh, well, every Tuesday is Blackout Tuesday.
We are...
Once in a while, we do a No Topic Tuesday. This would be one of them. 406-545-4496. If anybody out there is feeling froggy. Anybody else got anything they want to talk about? What's all going on? I know Israel has a ceasefire in Gaza. Right? And they're all dancing in the street.
Yay.
So that's fun. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, no, no, no. I don't like fire.
A ceasefire?
Ceasefire.
It's lasted more than 12 hours.
Really?
Barely.
Where? When?
Well, pull out the
today,
fucking...
Yesterday? Or?
Pull out the lockers and... Huh?
Another ceasefire?
Pinata?
Another ceasefire.
Is there like an Israeli type of pinata? Because it would be cool. If they're Muslim, they get that aggression out onto something and shit. If they had pinatas, maybe...
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they're trying... I'm sure the fucking Palestinians are trying everything at this point. I'm sure they have voodoo dolls of all the fucking Israeli government people and they're like stabbing with needles and fire, but they're like, fuck! They got that imperialist fucking good stuff. The drones and the tanks and... I bet they're trying everything at this point. I mean, can you blame them? Like, what's the death toll at? We got two people on the internet. It's like 1,300 to fucking, like, 17 Israelis. Like, 1,300 fucking Palestinians. 13. It's pretty good numbers. Pretty good odds if you're rooting for Israel.
Yeah.
Da-der.
So, so they've been warring over there and fighting and trying to purge the Gaza Strip for quite some time. Since before American scum involvement.
American scum involvement? We're talking about fucking before the New Testament was written.
Right, so.
Waxing the Strip.
Right, so I mean.
Waxing the Strip. two ancient gangs trying to fucking fight in a turf war.
Yeah, I mean, going on for so long, but now that with Western involvement, Western backing, now they have the good shit. Now they got the drones and the
Iron Dome fucking shield defense system.
Hell yeah.
Brought to you by Lockheed Martin.
And Rand Corporation.
No, it was Lockheed Martin that built their Iron Dome.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
But they're still fighting missiles with missiles.
Yeah, there's
seems
not...
like we should be more advanced than that.
Well, we are, but they can't let it out to everybody that they have weapons of this caliber. They let out some interesting weapons down in Ferguson. Fergie Town, Missouri.
I mean, if you can generate enough power, you could shoot a laser at those fucking missiles. I'm sure they pick them up on radar, and then I could ID them with a
they
do. Laser.
The Iron Dome, they shoot them down with lasers. They shoot them down with all sorts of things.
I thought it was mostly missiles they fire.
Missiles. They're doing all sorts of things. Dude, they're shooting things. There's missiles coming out of the sky that just fall out of the sky. They don't even know how fucking... the Palestinians can't even explain it. Missiles will just fly out of the sky as soon as they go over the Iron Dome defense system.
Hmm.
Look it up. It's frightening.
It's probably
it's fucking
more,
frightening. They're saying on the media...
It's probably more sophisticated than I'm giving it credit.
Big time. Big time. Israel's a big time... where they try out new weapons. Prototypes. Where they try out prototype weapons and stuff.
It's the
they
beta really, test.
Yeah. And like the No Man's Land in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Those are like the big hot spots. There's no Geneva Convention watching over these people, so who cares, right?
I mean, and where did that go? Why is there not? How is that not a thing anymore?
The Geneva Convention?
Yeah, what happened? what exactly? Oh, that was a joke in the first place.
It was a joke in the first
place. Oh, I gotcha. That was to pacify some bleeding heart fucking back in the day liberals that wanted to fucking punish all these Nazis that... For supposed war crimes.
Like, yeah. And then they were exiled to U.S. American bases and were allowed to do whatever they wanted.
Wee.
Like, that's quite the exile, bud.
Yeah. So, I mean, things just aren't as they seem. I was taught a whole bunch of different shit in school. And then, now look at it. All the stuff they taught me was bullshit.
Or they just
taught
you
little
pieces.
You're going to be taxed for that bullshit.
And now they want to tax me for that bullshit, son of a bitch. All right, yeah, so...
Well, you got to like how the government won't do anything to get on, won't make a real push towards, you know, solar power, towards renewable energies. So they're just going to let the Rockefeller companies and these old, you know, Industrial Revolution families keep pumping this coal power, nuclear power, railroads, all this old dirty energy... And then turn around and tax us for it. Charge us for the power initially. And now want to tax us because we're leaving a carbon footprint. When they're the ones making all the fucking money, getting all the power and influence off this, and then they want to turn around and tax us for using the only system that they're allowing to fucking be created. It's mind-boggling. And all the fucking rejects of the United States, what's going on? What's the new music video? The Nicki Minaj? Oh, 80 million, 90 million views or whatever the fuck in 6 days.
It's pretty easy to control the population when you start them from childhood in these public schools of indoctrination. So now everyone that grew up going to public school in America, which is everyone, is only as smart as the damn public schools gave them education for. I mean... 90% of, at least, of people did not further their education past fourth grade. My fourth grade, they taught me the same shit that they were going over again in high school still. What is that? Did no one else notice that? Like the same shit from fourth grade on. Whoa.
I think everybody got lazy. We want to... Yeah, we'd rather them be in school longer, force-fed what we think is educational and useful to them, which at least half of which will probably have no bearing on their life.
That's probably why teachers aren't getting in trouble now for having sex with students, because the parents are just like, well, fuck, at least he's not fucking hanging out at the house fucking bothering us.
Yeah, I don't mind if the teacher fucks little Jimmy.
Fuck, God,
because
not bothering me.
We should maybe we should keep, you know, a few years of where you teach kid to read and write and stuff, and then they go on, you know, I don't know what you are you saying. We should get rid of general education, or we should, like, because I think if a kid wants to focus on a path, like, he should be able to learn, he or she should just, you know,
whatever they gravitate to.
But what usually happens is it's usually what the parents want.
Yeah, but if it's my kid, fuck no. They're going to walk the path I tell them and fucking walk them down. No goddamn free thinking. Not in my household.
So is the public school... The public school is almost like a buffer against that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. Against each parent. Because most parents don't want to take that responsibility. Wow, they're like...
No, most parents don't.
They're just like, just whatever the school's teaching them, they're teaching them the right thing. I don't even really need to check up on it.
Well, that's the way a lot of parents feel.
That's
these
the
days.
Way most of this fucking world is. we'll just let them.
That's unfortunate.
The government knows best, so we'll just let government teach little Johnny and Miss Stephanie what the fuck is going on.
Stephanie, where's she at? Is she out of high school yet?
I'm hoping.
Because
I think she's pregnant. So.
fuck, really?
It'd be tough to be fucking pregnant in high school.
Another one?
I know.
I just keep knocking them up, dude. It's
fucking disturbing. And school starts tomorrow, too.
Really?
All That's these cool. pregnant high school bitches?
Oh, sweet. Now that I'm finally going to get the bitch out of my house.
Yes. And as we were just talking about public education, these goddamn pregnant teenagers that I've been knocking up are finally going to get the fuck. I don't have to babysit them all day. Fuck.
It's about time, because damn.
Starting to gain weight. Fucking just getting sick of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's going to be like 20 soon, right? Finally, no. At least that wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
20, well, you know, 14's the new 20. Ain't it? Is it not? Fuck.
Good one. There we go.
Yeah.
Intel Scanner Radio. 14's the new 20.
I watched this crazy-ass movie the other day. It's called 13, about these 13-year-old bitches out running the streets and fucking doing heroin, smoking weed, and cutting themselves and fucking these dudes.
You kind of bring up a good tangent because...
That's my new favorite movie.
I just think
every 10-year-old girl should see it.
I was just thinking 12 years is definitely, it seems like, too much for standard, what we call standard education. Like, we have this fixation on 18 and, like... You should be busy in public school until you're just about...
I think you have a fixation on 18.
18. No,
I'm just kidding. I like 18.
We should almost, like, high school, you know, maybe high school should be optional.
I agree.
Yeah, unless you're playing sports and planning to go to college or whatever, yeah, you're pretty much done after eighth grade.
I mean,
you've learned everything you need to learn to go pound nails or turn a wrench. I mean, really.
Who is the government to say?
Why even waste that 4 years? You might as well enter the workforce and be fucking awesome by the time you're 18, 19, whatever it is. That's a whole time to learn a trade. You could be a fucking trained fucking tradesman by the time you're 18. Just leave after eighth grade. How much more do you need to learn?
Ooh, we should teach them all to be militarized by that age. We should just get them all in the military at 14. All
right,
we should start the military at 14, exactly.
You know, fuck high school, mandatory military.
Well, our nanny state, we like to coddle the kids and make, you know, keep them young as long as we can. We want to, you know, protect them.
And from what?
I think it's too long. You know, that's... We actually take away a lot of freedom.
100 years ago, fucking 12-year-old kids were working 12-hour days, 7 days a week in the factories.
So, therefore, this whole...
I was ready to branch off. 12, 13, I knew what I wanted.
It causes arrested development, they call it. It arrests their development, stops them from developing and growing into a man or woman when they take and you have to go to high school and then you're coddled into your teenage years all the way into your 20s. Holy fuck, you're 23 now and you're still living at mama's home. And, you know, coddled for that long. Now you never were.
I wish
got
I
to go through all of the trials and hardships to develop as a human being, whether, you know.
Exactly.
So your development was stopped early, stunted, as growing into a fully developed, functioning human being through their teenage years is a very crucial time in people's lives. So you have to go through these trials. You have to have challenges. Adversity builds greatness. You know, comfort builds monsters, they say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is coddling. It's a coddling society. And the kids, don't yell at
the kid.
Is that
why we have so many monsters? Is that why we have so many fucking shitheads? It's because
it is.
Too much coddling.
Yeah. It's where you get your Jeffrey Dahmers from.
Well, I guess, well, that's where you get, like, the poor, like the peasant monsters. Like, what about the rich kid monsters? They're even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Peasant monsters are bad.
But bad enough.
Yeah, bad enough. Because there's so many more peasants, so that's really all you hear about is peasant monsters, but...
Yeah,
monsters are just monsters, right?
Monster's a monster. So, don't coddle your kids. Let them develop into greatness through adversity.
Augment their education. If they're in the public schools, you know, you should be a part of that as much as you can, and teach, you know, look at what's being taught and take part in that and add to it. Learn yourself while you teach someone. You know, that's always...
Oh, absolutely. Always a good way. Having a growth through struggle mindset, a growth mindset, as opposed to I already know mindset. Or you know, where you... Someone who feels they already know is less likely to take chances.
What happens, we forget, like, what we already know. We don't explain that to other people because we forget that they don't already know that. Maybe if two people try to learn something together, then that's always almost more successful.
Two heads is better than one, right? So I think we should almost go to music. It's about time for first break. 31 something something.
Is it time?
What do we got coming up?
We got some local favorites from Katie Robertson.
K-Rob.
And what else we have here? Raymond Warden and Idiosyncrasy.
I fucking love that stuff. So please stay tuned.
Fucking soak me down.
Down. K-Dubs on the track, representing Billings, Montana. You know, 406, this is my house, why? Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself in your lost blue sky. Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself and you never ask why. Intriguing, yet deceiving, living and breathing these lyrics that I spit, constantly depleting the gas tank that I got filled up with all these thoughts and ideas of why and how we should dream of our freedoms and how they can free us. Call me a dreamer, call me insane, I got faith and believe in what I'm saying. This is the game that I'm playing, determined to keep growing and growing like a river stream. Keep flowing until I reach the sea, that's when I'll be free. And then you'll see open waters, open skies, this feeling's better than any temporary high. Call me Mr. Sobriety, high life, my society. Love to introduce you to what's inside of me. Don't know how, find out why. And how, find yourself if you're lost up in the sky. Don't know how, find out why. And how, find yourself and you never ask why. I found out why, that burning desire that brought the tears to my eyes. And now I'm living my life to the fullest. Now I choose to decide to control what I can and let the rest abide as my universe favors my side. It's crazy how it works. I've been blessed with awareness and vision. It's like a curse, but I know it could be worse. So I'll rhyme through the verse to show people what's really out there. There's no reason to be scared. It's like we're living a nightmare. Here's some advice I can give. No matter how rough it gets, just gotta stay positive. Trust me, it'll improve. Stay on the move. You got nothing to lose. Opportunities are passing you up when you hit the snooze. But don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself in your lost blue sky. Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself and you never ask why. Find out why, squeeze it and hold it. Never let it go or your life will be broken. Unfolded, disorganized, chaotic. Hopeless, psychotic, negativity infects. Before you know you already got it. Avoid the Debbie Downers, the ones that surround us. Be like Silly Sally, always smile and never frown. Just be grateful for what you got. You never know when you lose it. These words are the truth, do I really need to prove it? Find out why, that makes you cry. It may be confusing, but if you truly believe, who can say it's illusion? When you find out why, you will find out how. Let's get you up off the couch, because the time is now. Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself to your lost up in the sky. Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself and you never ask why. Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself to your lost up in the sky. Don't know how, find out why. Now how, find yourself in the words you'll get by. It's one hell of a ride, but you'll get by. That's K-Dubs on the track. That's that's my how and why. Hope y'all love that. Representing 406, B-Town, Montana, yeah. Burning desire, that's the truth about it.
And we are back with the Intel Scanner. Just coming off a hot music break, local tunes from Katie Robertson and Idiosyncrasy, as well as that was Raymond Warden stuck in the middle there. Local sound guy, you might hear him in some Grand Vision Gaming casino machines.
Sweet, sweet. Local talent here on the Intel Scanner on another fine Tuesday night. And we're here every Tuesday night at 8:30, roughly, till 10:30.
Coming
roughly.
At you live Tuesdays, 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time.
Not any pre-recorded bullshit. We do it live here at the Intel Scanner.
Because live is where it's at. If it ain't live, then it's jazz.
We're alive!
If it's not live, then it's jazz.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
So we were on break. We were going to discuss one of my favorite pastimes, date rape.
Date rape. Yeah. Ooh.
And I was reading on Drudge that they have nail polish that when a date rape drug is
like
put
Rohypnol.
In, yeah, Rohypnol,
so
DHB.
You come in contact. If your nail polish comes in contact, you just stir your drink with your fingernail painted with this nail polish. And you'll see it'll turn colors.
It'll change colors.
If it comes in contact with date rape drug. I recommend every girl get one because people are just throwing that shit around willy-nilly. So keep a napkin over your glass or get
a little willy-nilly for my...
Or a chastity belt over your glass.
A little willy-nilly for my wily-nilly.
And also you can get... They've been making these... they call it the date rape condom.
Yes, this is interesting.
The gator tooth condom.
Has
a fish hook.
Yeah, look it up. Anybody listening that has a computer in front of them, yeah, Google that rape condom.
The rape condom.
It's frightening.
Get
looking.
Yours today.
Yeah, get yours today. And we were thinking, wouldn't that make a fun reality show? You've been rape condom.
You've been rape condom. So a woman can insert this into her area and...
Oh, don't get all proper now.
Condomized.
She can stuff this thing up her thingy and then... So if a dude puts his Johnson up in there, it'll clamp onto it with these barbs that stick into his thing and he has to have it surgically removed.
It has to be removed by a doctor.
So if you don't want to be raped and you want to inflict really pain on some your potential rapist, just insert into your vagina today.
But they had a good point.
Or as a practical joke.
Or as a practical joke.
It's or is it, that's really
hilarious.
That's where it would be funny. See, now that's the reality show, not that the rape condom reality show.
You've been rape condom.
You've been rape condom.
Surgically removed. That has to be cheap.
I bet you I could get that off with the fucking razor blade and have minimal damage because I would be freaking
some
out.
Tin snips and
some tin snips and a paper clip. Just fucking have that shit
some
off. Like
baby
MacGyver.
Oil.
How would MacGyver get a fucking rape condom?
Don't shrivel up. It's only going to increase the pain.
Ooh, I know. Tin snips and baby oil and shit.
You'd have to not get excited. You'd have to stop being so excited. You have to stop blood flowing it, right? Maybe.
So it actually is more painful the more flaccid it gets. He sticks it in, it's hard, it goes
if
into this
thing.
Oh,
and then you pull back, it's gonna hurt more.
As it shrinks, it's gonna just dig in more. Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
That's good. Wow.
Now that's a practical joke that women need to start playing. How disturbing is that?
Well, that way, when you go out with your burka off, and you...
Oh, yeah. See, that should come with a burka. A rape condom should probably come with a burka, right?
Right.
So
double protection.
Not a burka. We don't say burka.
No, they're visual
protection device
barrier. Visual protection barrier.
Visual protection from the man pigs.
Protective visual barrier.
Yes.
So that the oogling eye of the man pig does not gaze upon your beauty unwantedly.
Marketing department's rolling strong tonight.
So get yours today, your visual protective barrier.
In the combo pack.
And rape condoms, different colored rape
and
condoms.
And rape condoms, yeah, multicolored.
Limited
rape
time
condoms.
Offer. Call in the next 10 minutes.
You get a free.
And you throw in two for one.
They come with removable sun visor and earbuds for your iPod. So, you know, that's a nice little feature.
In this disturbing culture that we live in.
545. 4496.
I can see the rape condom becoming a thing, like on Facebook for 6 months. Be like, yeah, I rape condom my boyfriend, and becoming like a funny thing.
Wow, that's hilarious. You'd
be like, oh.
You've been condomized.
Right? In this complete.
Do the rape condom challenge.
The rape. Exactly. I mean, people are setting themselves on fucking fire because they saw a thing on Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, the fire challenge. Mm-hmm. What's any different than the rape condom challenge?
Mad at your boyfriend? Think he's been cheating?
Yes.
Make him pay. And then he can say that he forced himself on you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Make up some shit.
Oh,
right
my
on.
Lord.
There you go.
What kind of sick shit is this, anyways, man? I need a drink. Are you fucking
we live
me?
In a bankrupt
guys
fucking...
Guys are killing me here.
Bankrupt fame culture. Right on. That's exactly... So we just want to throw that challenge out
there.
Well,
yeah, I know. If you need leverage on your boyfriend and you think he's going to leave you,
yes.
You know, this could make him stay. This will bring you closer than
this
ever.
Bring
you closer together than ever. Just rape condom your boyfriend. Tell him, look, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to say you forced it on me. Now you have to stay with me. Plus, by the way, I'm pregnant.
And I'm pregnant. With your best friend's kid. So
with your best friend.
We're going to say cheers, though, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Now we're talking.
Now
Intel
we're talking.
Scanner.
Now it's Intel Scanner.
And here's a Chinese finger trap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, fine. Here. First drink of the night.
Oh, my Lord.
Whoa. We're drinking gasoline here.
Holy shit. It's really smooth.
No, it's not. Ay, ay,
ay. So.
So date or... Rape condom reality show. God damn, that is some fucking gasoline whiskey. All right, here we go.
Blended,
so it's whiskey flavored vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline blend.
Blend.
Gasoline blend.
Octane, high octane A.
Whoa.
A blend.
So it looks like ISIS.
Oh yes.
Is the new Al Qaeda.
ISIS. I wanted to talk about ISIS.
Also, they're demanding ransom for a 26-year-old American woman.
Oh, pay it.
They're demanding $6.6 million.
Oh, dude, we should just give them an even fucking seven.
So we're trying to start a...
We can print that in half a minute.
No problem.
We're having a start page done for a... What do they call that when you... Oh, my God. How do I stop this shit?
ISIS needs to get on, like, Kickstarter. Start raising money like that.
A Kickstart page.
Yeah, a Kickstart page. Be like, hey, you know, we want to cut the heads off people and fucking do Muslim things, so give us money. I mean, idiots are on there fucking selling glasses of water for 10 grand and whatever. I don't see why these Muslims can't raise some money. So is ISIS going to come to the United States? Is anybody, like, realistically worried about that, the way the media is saying?
The Pentagon is saying that they're already here, and then there's sleeper cells of ISIS here coming across the Mexican border all the time because they're paying the Mexican cartel to help them come over.
Are they wearing cowboy boots and those ridiculous rhinestone shirts?
So that was the shield for all of these ISIS agents and Muslim terrorist extremists to come over the border disguised as Guatemalan and El Salvadorian and Mexican refugees coming to America and the American border.
Ooh.
Wasn't that a good cover? It's a bunch of children. Just let them across. And so next thing you know, they're over here. Abdullah Hagabadalibida. We have weapons of mass destruction. We will coordinate our watches and blow the federal building up at the same time.
You imperialist swine.
So here they are. Yes, they are here. ISIS is here in the U.S.
And
it
they
says,
are,
I saw a sign right in Ferguson saying ISIS is here.
And they're about to kill you. So you better fucking bow down to whatever the government says to keep you safe.
I mean, I think that every home in America should be SWAT team just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
If you're not abiding by the curfew, you might be pulled aside.
Oh, all children should be taken to re-indoctrination centers immediately and programmed whatever fucking... You know, our disgusting government wants to pump in their heads. I think that should happen immediately, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, there's no need. They already get pumped full of that shit in their schools they go to. Like,
every house SWAT teamed immediately.
Every house SWAT team, just like the when the Boston bombing went on, and they wanted to find those fugitives, the culprits responsible.
Turn the whole country into fucking Boston like that.
It's getting closer. That seems to be what they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not true?
It's going to be good, too. It's going to be a fun time.
It's fun. I mean, how else can you, you know, if you covet your neighbor's wife, do you think she's hot? Join the SWAT team, and you get to SWAT team your neighbor's door, rape your neighbor's wife, or just have her see her naked, you know.
Or the children, whatever.
So I was just reading about the NSA database that's available for law enforcement to use now, a search engine like
just for
Google,
them.
In a sense. Yeah, and what it probably, of course, will be, it's a honeypot for all the law enforcement guys. Now, of course, they're going to start tracking what they're searching on, who's looking up what, who's connected to who, blah, blah, blah. It never ends, and nobody should use it. It's from the fucking NSA, and it covers all of us, no doubt. Is. We're in there.
But it is going to log the police. That is almost a policing the police thing, because they have to know that their searches are being whoever they're looking at.
Oh, of course. They have to.
Because they are having a real problem with law enforcement, people in law enforcement doing searches and stuff privately on women they're dating, on family members.
Women they're interested in.
Enemies, but, people, friends.
But you know they're never going to be prosecuted for that stuff. They're going to cherry pick just the just the big things that they want. Everything else, let that slide.
Yeah.
Where does it all end?
Where does it all end? Oh, Intel scanner. Show 36. Still bringing it fucking hot. We were talking earlier about how we've gone just so crazy on this show and talked about so many things. And just in the time that we've been rolling with the Intel scanner, people have been, you know, this anti-government talk, it's really ratcheted up just in advertising and across the board. I hear it a lot more than I was a year ago, 2 years ago. So I just want to fucking big ups to Intel Scanner, bringing it hot.
Big ups to everybody out there civilly being disobedient.
All our listeners.
Resisting this tyranny, resisting this oppression, standing up against the man in any way you can. I recommend, don't pay taxes. Don't pay your speeding tickets. Don't pull over for the police. Just give them a high-speed chase. Every time they try to pull somebody over, no one pulls over. High-speed chase.
We'd like to say, do your own research and understand your rights and know, you know, what is fucking proper human behavior, and you know. We don't need police to tell us what's right.
You're 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are by a terrorist. That's a fact.
What I would like to advocate would be just taking more of a responsibility as ourselves, as a community.
Blunt?
Taking care of business. You know, we don't need... Call the police always far, far last resort. The last resort, 911, that's a... Whatever happened to that whole emergency service? Like, that was a far cry. You know, you call the fire department on 911, and that's a hotline. But calling the police for everything? Oh, so something suspicious on the sidewalk, or my neighbor's making too much noise. I don't know how to talk to him. I don't know what's going on. Call the police. I can't deal with the problems myself. I don't like living here. Call the police.
Well, there was a shooting in Texas, I think yesterday, and there's a neighborhood, and a house was broken into and robbed, and then a few days later, another house was, as it was broken into, some neighbors heard what was going on, took some pistols, there was nobody home, because the owner's out of state, and they go over there with their pistols, they blockade the intruder into the bathroom, and then the intruder jumps out at him. And then they shoot him dead. And they warned him ahead of time. You know, get out, come out. You know, we've got you. You're not escaping. Just police are on their way. And he jumped out of this door and tried to attack him and got gunned down. And people are coming to this idiot's defense. Breaking into a private residence. And they already had you down. And you decided to attack. I mean, that's pretty much...
Suicide by cops. Suicide by police.
That was pretty much the same thing. Texas.
Was that in the dark or was that at daytime?
No, it was at nighttime. I'm pretty sure.
You can't be lunging at people at night and not expect to be gunned down. If you're on their turf.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Number one, I would expect every household in America to have a firearm to defend itself.
Yes.
If you don't, then you're just a willing victim. Just ready to get taken advantage of. We have this right
not,
for a reason.
Not just have a firearm, but know but how learn to use how one. To use it and respect it.
I don't
and,
have a firearm, but
and no.
Oh, me neither.
But you should have the right to.
Absolutely.
Right? Wrong?
If someone comes to try and rape me
if you are fearful, I don't know. It's hard fearful. To advocate owning a firearm. I like to own it for self. I don't even own one. And why it's always like, yeah, I would own one.
Would.
I don't want to own one because I don't want a cop to come up and think that I have a gun and just shoot me. Because that's what happens. I mean, if they doesn't think take, you have a
it,
cell phone.
Obviously, it doesn't take owning a gun for that to happen.
No,
it you
doesn't.
You can have a burrito. You can have nothing. Voice. You can take too long to put your hands up.
Yeah, just take too long. Don't comply. I mean... Right. You could be just having a seizure and that they will shoot you dead.
Yeah.
You know, epileptic man killed by police. Happens all the time. You can be deaf and not hear what they're saying to you. Like, put down that rake. Put down that rake. And you can't hear what they're saying and so they shoot you. Or maybe you're just pulled over and the cop's having a little nervous day or your car fits a description of somebody else and you sneeze or your cell phone rings or... Any number of someone honks their horn as he's going by, and you just
or you look like his older brother that used to pick on him.
That used to pick on him. How are these police not being held to higher accountability on this stuff? Why are we the people not holding them to a higher accountability?
The federal government is telling them to just execute, kill peasants indiscriminately for whatever crime.
Have we just forgotten how to interact with each other? We should all respect each other. I don't care if you're police and I'm a peasant or vice versa. You know, any of us could own a gun, and that's part of the respect that a weapon like that offers, brings to the table, is that we have to respect each other. To begin, you know.
Yeah.
You can be an asshole. You can just shoot everyone you meet for so long, but
eventually you're gonna get lonely. Be like, I killed everybody. I don't have anybody to play cards with.
Eventually, someone's gonna see you doing that and just take care of you. And you'll be done.
Well, there's the one cop in town. He's blown away two people in the last. And wasn't it like in 14 months he killed two people?
Something like that.
I'm pretty sure he's back on the force now and rolling.
Well, why wouldn't he be?
Had a paid vacation. I'm sure he fucking went and hung out. Went to Vegas. Fucking partied and whatever.
Sounds like he's, you know, he's everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Because he's part of the team. He's doing what he's told. He's murdering the peasants.
Now that's a ringtone. I'm putting that on as my ringtone.
Everything is awesome. Murder the peasants.
Well, and I don't like to be referred to as a peasant, really, even though that's what I am.
Well, what would you like to be referred to as?
You can call me Lord or King, God, man.
Okay.
No. All right, you just
I could
call
just call
me
you Pez.
Sir.
Pez. I like that what a lot up, better. What up, Pez? Surf.
What up, Pez?
Part of the serfdom.
What up, Surfy?
Proletariat. I do like that word.
Ah, you can't call yourself
can't.
That.
I like, I'm working.
Sir Sapient.
Well, Sir Sapient. Barely sentient on my own.
I am the proletariat. Ooh. I'm dressed nicely. Labeling myself. Yeah.
Little bourgeois.
What an exotic fucking term.
Bourgeois dreams for the proletariat.
Proletariat. Peasant, if you want to be a dick about it.
So
no call-ins. Nobody wants to call in. Wide open night, no topic. So So I think celebrity call-in show. We should get the celebrities put together and do celebrity call-in next week.
It is 406-545-4496. Yeah, this is a good segment. I think it's 9:30.
So maybe
Mountain Time here on our undisclosed location from the middle of nowhere, behind enemy lines,
somewhere lost in FEMA Sector 8. Large sector.
Large. So we're gonna play some music. Anyways, what all else do we have on deck there, buddy? Hey, bud. We got anything else on deck? Some good music coming up. Some local Montana music.
Got some Switch Off Safety. Some Danielle Agnew and My Fist Your Face coming right up here on the Intel Scanner.
And Tuesday nights.
Then you're moving right into the third sector.
The third sector. Thank you. Stay tuned. Get your time.
You think it's a dog? Oh, shit. What is it?
It's a sheepdog or something. Come on, turn slowly. Let's walk away.
Nice doggy. Good boy.
Come on, Jack. Walk away.
Walking away. Yes, here we are. Walking away.
Do you see anything?
No.
Sounds far away.
Not far enough.
Come on. Jack.
What?
Where are we going?
I don't know. I'll tell you when we get there.
Like you belong in all the way. a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I've been here before, I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, but love is not a victory. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A God above, but all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Listening to the Intel Scanner on this Tuesday night.
This haunted Tuesday.
In 2014.
Ooh.
Haunted Tuesday.
Oh
my God, no! Can't wait to see the ghost of Christmas past
the
this
autumn
year.
Is upon
all
us.
All three.
Past, present, and future. These ghosts this year are going to be pissed. They're not just going to be rattling chains. They're going to be, you know,
Uzis
they're taking
shit.
Names and there's going to be blood. It's going to be blood.
So we'll have to do another...
it's going
to
be a bloody Christmas this year.
That'll be the next Ouija board show. Will be the Christmas around the Christmas one.
Sure.
In honor of the first one. Blood will be spilt for the third time. I repeat, the third time. The fresh third blood.
Fresh blood shall be spilled.
Will be spilled. Two other shows. Blood has been spilt. Spirits have been conjured. Shit has gone down. It has been crazy.
Love has been spread.
Love has been spread. Fucking spread-eagled all over.
And various other diseases.
Yes. Love, like any other VD, is...
Love. What brings us love, here today...
Love, it comes in many forms.
Love. What is...
Some love burns when you pee. Witch. Some love puts sores on your butthole. Some love just is...
Some love just will some not love just go will, away.
Some love is forever.
Forever.
Forever. Ah, I can't get over the fucking, the rape condom fucking fad. I can just see it, the 6-month fad that's coming. It's going to be great.
Valentine's special.
It's going to become the like Valentine. A fashionable funny thing.
It's going to be the Valentine's special.
It'll be something like something on The Bachelor, like somebody will fucking do it.
Valentine's Day.
Here's a coupon with your Hallmark card.
Yeah, get 3 fucking...
Each rape condom.
You can't call them the rape condom. Call it like, how would you rename that? We need to send that to marketing department. We need that repackaged. We need rape condom repackaged as. Repackaged as.
Secure wrap.
The secure.
Secure wrap.
The vaginal security device. You want to stay away from the R word. That's never marketable.
Rape. They put a fucking little swish over it's over the E and call it rapé. Now it's French, and it's way more acceptable if it's French.
Maybe you'd have to put the line over that if you're gonna make that a brand.
Rapé.
Be like, don't say rape. What are you, a pig? It's rapé.
The male chastity belt.
Male chastity. The male chastity.
Protective barrier.
Vaginal barrier. Yes.
Hidden security.
Hidden
device.
Woman, but you have to make sure that it's. I guess this doesn't have to be feminine. Just. what other use is there for that? You can fucking.
Well, if you can put fishing line on it and have a reel. So that the man can't get away if she's trying to keep him.
Mm.
Now you're mine. You put it in me, and I've got you. Yep.
Yeah, fucking disturbing.
Fuck.
Jeez. The best part of that story was...
You know what it's like in Star Wars? In... It's,
It's in the
in the pit, the bottomless pit, the pit with the toothed. Yeah, it is in Return of the Jedi. Yeah, when they're getting Han Solo back,
the pit. It's one of the best scenes in all the movies.
You'll be thrown to the pit of Saw.
What's the name of that pit? And that's what they should call the condom.
Oh yeah, it did have the teeth.
Tarmac.
They could just return of the Return of the Jedi vaginal cover.
It's the love wrap.
Vaginal barrier. Defense.
The love barrier.
Defense. The love barrier.
Snake
dome. No, it needs something good, like Iron Dome. Defense shield. Iron it needs dome. Something good. It needs something real marketable.
Vagishield.
Vagishield. There. See, now that's fucking marketable.
Price check.
Vagishield.
On Vagishield. Price
Vagishield.
Check.
Vagishield. Vagishield. That's trademark. Don't anybody take that.
Sell them at all these Adam and Eve places kind of popping up.
We need
all
to
over.
Just start selling them fucking with books and t-shirts. Be like, have you heard about this?
Have a free regular condom and a poster and a Vagishield.
Vagishield.
Get yours
brought to
today.
You by Puppet Master Publishing.
And Whammo.
Vagishield, right on. That's
And you know,
we're doing things here.
You can start inserting them into women at birth. That way they're protected.
Oh, yeah.
What other way can we protect our women? From the throbbing penis of a man.
Stop. Oh, well, here we are. Intel Scanner.
VagiShield, or your knockoff edition at CVS, your vaginal defense fence.
Yeah.
You're barbed.
From the throbbers.
Barbed.
The love barb.
The love barb.
The love barb.
Gosh,
the love barb.
Wow, brought to you by Cuisinart. Man.
Barbed for your pleasure.
Barbed inside out
for your pleasure.
For her pleasure. Barbed inside out. Wouldn't it be for her pleasure? Jeez. Wow, that's a real funny gag.
That's hilarious. Hilarious.
I can't wait to get some calls on that and hear about the first fucking love barbing.
So, Satanic Black Mass gets green light from U.S. City. What's up with that? So, the Catholic Archbishop of Oklahoma City has agreed to drop a lawsuit against a satanic cult that plans to perform a black mass in the city now that the cult has returned a stolen consecrated host to the church. So, in exchange for returning the stolen consecrated host, whatever the hell that is, they get to perform a satanic mass ritual in the city, which has a law against all activities during the event, blah, 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 ordinance and laws, including laws that govern nudity, lewd acts, ritual sacrifice, as well as building codes for open flames.
So they're going to sacrifice animals and shit?
I think so. Wow. Maybe people or something. Who knows?
Wow. If you get a permit, I mean,
apparently.
Rome. We are in New Rome, so.
The leaders of the Satanic Church returned something that was stolen from the Catholic Archbishop of Oklahoma City. So, you know.
So they negotiated with terrorists.
Right. I mean, what else is new, really? The Catholic Archdiocese has come out strongly against the Satanist plans and filed a lawsuit earlier this month to stop the cult from using a stolen consecrated host for its service.
Why would you have a public satanic ritual?
Consecrated host. So what is that, a Eucharist, the fucking body of Christ they took? Some of them little bread things they stole and they were going to do a ritual sacrifice with that.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what that is. So
sounds kind of cheesy. That sounds flimsy. That sounds that's a real flimsy story. I mean, if you're a devil worshiper, I mean, a true one, I mean, you wouldn't be publicizing it. That's something that's kept doing real fucking sacrifices and shit. You're like, come on down, come on, bring the kids. We got games going and fucking, you know, 12-year-olds getting their stomachs cut open over here in the corner.
Bake sale.
Bake sale. Marijuana brownies. And fucking, you know, gang orgy in the fucking tent. So that sounds fun. Oklahoma, huh? Aren't they kind of a conservative place? Don't they put people in prison for 20 years for getting caught with hash?
I think so. It's a schedule.
It's a fucking one of those fucking, another one of those shitball fucking government states. They're a big military police state, aren't they?
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
For their size, I know they have a lot of military contracts.
So, mass animal deaths, really? Still, Fukushima is wreaking havoc upon the Pacific Ocean and the world at large.
Fuku?
The death list of animals is huge, and you are next. So,
huge. Wow.
The death huge. List from Fukushima?
So, August 24th, 2014, 1,800 penguins washed up dead this year. Wow. That's 1,800 penguins.
I love penguins.
I know, me too.
They fell off the ice shelf.
23rd of August, thousands of dead fish appear in a river in Almadrim, Portugal. Large fish kill in a creek in Baltimore. Astonishing numbers of dead salmon The list is huge. Holy shit. All these animals are dying. The Pacific is pretty much dead. Well, Fukushima, still going on. Let's not forget. You don't hear about the whole Fukushima that much anymore.
Of course not, because it's fucking scary.
Fukushima.
We're going to have to start, like, cloning food and...
Mass dolphin die off, mass starfish die off.
That's been happening for... It's just a matter of time before the oceans die off. All the poisoning that... All the waste dumps that they did on the East Coast and West Coast. Oh, I mean, yeah. We talked about that on one of the earlier shows. All the dumping that the American government did.
Donate to the Fukush Recovery Fund.
Yeah, just bring cash donations here to the studio. We'll make sure it gets there.
Thousands of tons of radioactive material being pumped directly into the Pacific right out of Japan's Fukushima every day still.
Pumping.
Still. And never going to stop. They're never going to stop pumping that stuff in out of into the ocean. So, wow. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, word has it they're having a hard time. Their cattle and livestock are dying off in Japan so much so that they're seeking food. Livestock, produce, any kind of anything from all over the
world. Accidents happen.
Now.
What would you rather they do? Just dump it all at once? They're doing a controlled release.
Yeah, forever.
I'd rather not have forever. Nuclear power.
I'd rather not either.
I'd rather not have nuclear power plants surrounding the planet with accidents just poised to fucking happen all over. It's just a matter of time before
it works. If it's that dangerous, is it really worth it?
It's disgusting.
At the expense of everything, like to potentially extinct.
Take in mind, these are some older designs.
These are toilets. These are GE fucking toilet designs. They put the waste unit on top. What kind of fucking idiot design would put the most toxic, waste, hazardous chemicals...
You can't completely rule out nuclear.
...on the very top?
I wouldn't.
Well, there's cleaner forms of it than that old style, I guess. But, like the thorium reactors that I've been hearing about. But there's even better, cleaner energy than that.
I want a little tiny nuclear battery that I could use and put in anything and just keeps going forever.
Yeah. And then you carry that in your pocket or on your watch and you get cancer in your wrist all of a sudden. Yeah. Shit, what the fuck? I don't want that. Like, here, have this piece of poison that's going to kill you in like 6 years.
Nuclear power, fucking that? Sexual device.
You've heard of shielding, right?
Shielding, yeah.
Well, I've heard of it.
The thing is, there's... They could be pursuing way more cleaner sources.
Solar power is the way to go.
Solar
that
is a good one.
Nuclear is completely natural. Solar is good. Solar thermal is good. Solar electric is not so good.
Geothermal is good.
Geotherm.
Wind power is pretty decent.
Yes, there should be more of that, and there's not, because...
Using the tides and things of that.
Because it's better to frack oil than fucking... I love how people that are getting money off of the fracking, like that own land and stuff, they're like, well, you know, it's safe because we go so deep drilling. Like, okay, let me tell you something. It's never safe to poison groundwater. I don't care how deep you're going. Unless you're going down to the core and you're shooting it down into the fucking liquid hot magma and you're burning it all up. And even then it's probably still not good.
It's always a trade-off, right? Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's never completely safe. It's a trade-off. We want to mine what we think we can get decently. Yeah, it's still somewhat cheaper than... I mean, our solar electric efficiency is not so good. Maybe 35% now or something. And that's still pretty polluting. It uses mercury and all kinds of shit. Solar thermal, you can use solar to heat water in a house and then use the heat pipes down into the earth to also have an opposite temperature.
They have that all over, like Sweden and Norway and those countries. They have all really advanced solar power.
Tank of water in the basement.
But the good old American discovery, oil, gotta keep burning oil. It's our discovery. It's our whole marketing. Oil has been our baby since day one. And we're just not going to let it go. We burn oil, and that's just what we do.
All right, we've licked all the icing off the cake. It's time to dig in.
Dig in.
Chicken today, feathers tomorrow, I say. So, I mean, yeah, how are we going to keep going depleting all these resources? There are ways. There is technology being suppressed that is way cleaner than anything they're letting out to the public. We could be...
Oh, no, sell the water out. Have dirty water and poison it for generations to come. That's...
clean,
that's
sustainable
way
smarter. Energy.
That's way more sustainable.
Yeah.
Totes.
Well, it's the oil. You know, it is the oil. That's the petroleum-based products, the petroleum-based life, everything from plastic to... the half the damn food you eat, your spray cheese is everything your food comes in, everything is plastic.
Oh shit.
We have a call.
Last 2 minutes.
We have a caller.
He wants to talk.
At the Intel Scanner, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. What you got to say?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
2 minutes left on the show. You got a quick comment
for left
the,
on the show. Let's talk about this whole Missouri thing. Do we think it's just police brutality, or is it racial?
I believe it's government versus the people. I don't think it has
definitely
anything, doesn't have anything to
well,
do
you
with
see,
race.
Well, in Billings, it has nothing to do with race. Missouri might be a different circumstance. Definitely in Billings, because they're shooting every motherfucker out in Billings. They don't care if you're black, white, Indian. They'll probably shoot you twice if you're Indian.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But, I mean, they would shoot you twice. And I mean, even there, I don't think it's a racial thing. Yeah, there's black folk there. Yeah, there's white folk there. But, I mean, usually, mostly, everybody gets along until...
In really racial places like that, it really doesn't matter, white or black. We're all fucking poor.
We're
all fucking poor. We all got fucking problems. We're all fucking one check away from getting kicked out.
Right, and so you nailed
it. We're all fucking on welfare.
Government versus the poor people. That's basically what it's boiling down to. The poor, poor people
really
are like,
that's what it's boiling down to.
Fuck y'all. That's
those
why they're looting.
Those motherfuckers against us.
Because it's everybody's so damn poor. They're just looting. It's like
we
they have nothing else to do.
10 seconds left.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at this Facebook thing. Oh, damn it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was looking on Facebook, and they got this motherfucker Zuckerman from Florida. He was actually in Missouri. They caught this motherfucker in Missouri looking for problems, looking to shoot him some black kids.
I can't fucking believe that shit. George Zimmerman?
Did I say Zuckerman?
No, yeah. I heard that too.
Thinking of Charlotte
Webb. Is that a real story? I had heard that.
That he came from Missouri.
That's what I hear. I don't know. If you fucking believed everything on Facebook, it'd be fucked up.
Right.
Facebook wouldn't lie to you.
Facebook does not lie.
Yeah, Facebook does not lie, right?
Hell no.
All right, guys. Well, if you guys are about dead anyways.
Where are you at?
Fuck government. Not the house, baby.
All right. Word.
Trying to fucking secure me some lovin's.
I love love.
Got school in the morning for the kiddies.
Nice. Everyone going to school, be careful. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Love you, doggy.
Love it, later.
Right on. Intel Scanner, Tuesday night. Good calling. Brings up a good point.
It's not a racial thing out there. It is.
Nope.
Just government versus the poor people. Trying to implement more and more control, more tyranny over everyone. And, why wouldn't they, though? If they have all this money, all this technology, all this potential to surveil and know everything that's going on almost to a godlike capacity, why wouldn't they use it against us?
It's time to start fucking with
it's
us.
It's a breakaway elitist society that is trying to control the rest of the masses. And I think we as the masses shouldn't be putting up with it. We shouldn't be allowing that to happen. And I keep saying the pitchforks and torches need to storm the castle. We get to go unlimited now or what?
So we're in OT?
We are in overtime for our podcast listeners.
And shit.
All right. Well, checking I feel out. We did pretty good. And I'm glad.
This was a good show.
Glad I got to say everything I got to say.
Yeah. We got some interesting topics come up. Gun control cures Ebola. 14's the new 20.
Badger's shield.
And what's that?
Get your Badger shield.
Oh, Badger shield. There we go.
And love bar.
Badger shield
today.
We got Badger shield.
Love bar.
14's the new 20. And gun control cures Ebola.
And carbon taxes are for gun control.
Yes.
Also, so which cures Ebola? So
yes. So just believe everything Obama says and does, because he can do no wrong. Either can Eric Holder. Listen to everything these men say, because it's the truth, and they wouldn't lie to you.
Government knows best, especially these guys.
Yes.
They're not crooks.
They are not crooks.
They are not. I want to just say these guys are not crooks.
Richard Nixon was a good man.
Richard Nixon was a good man.
He's a great man.
A great,
great
man.
Scum. Every president that has ever been in the United States is just a great, great human being. Has done so much for some people.
Human being. I thought they were puppets.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, we're being sarcastic, bud.
Like, yeah.
Way to play devil's advocate, though. Well, now we're back reduced to fart jokes here on the Intel Scanner. Well, anything else to add?
Yeah, Fukushima's killing thousands of millions.
Donate to your local Fukufun today.
At the Puppet Master Studios.
I just want to say
Fukufund.
Thanks. The Fukufund.
Super Fukufund.
The Super Fuka. The repute of the Buddha. Deliver down your hair. Let me climb to the ladder of your love fund.
Yes. Yeah, I could just hear some fucking cheesy music playing. Damn.
So yeah.
Well, so I guess we're gonna call it a wrap.
That's
Intel
rappy.
Scanner. Too, it's pretty rappy.
It's pretty rappy.
Pretty rappy.
Thanks for tuning
Tuesday.
In. We love you.
Tuesday nights. We love you. Thank you for listening.